Hi, I'm a senior at Battle Creek, Sophie Pilgrim, and I'm interviewing a fellow senior, Emma Wilkinson. Emma, where were you born?
I was born in Orlando, Orange County, in Florida.
What day were you born?
March 19th, 2003. I'm a Pisces, and I know you are too, Sophie, which makes me really happy.
So, why did you move here?
Originally, the reason I was in Florida in the first place was because that's where my parents had honeymooned, and they loved it so much that they decided to move there permanently, and eventually they had me. We moved to Nebraska because my mother really missed her family here. She has so many roots here, so many opportunities and connections that we decided to go from Florida to Nebraska, which was totally fine because we had to like move every summer because our house always got destroyed in a hurricane.
Yikes.
I was really lucky that I don't remember most of the hurricanes I went through. So that was okay. I was so young that I didn't have to help pick up the sticks and the glass and the windows and anything like that.
So tell me about your life in Florida. What was it like?
Every day was an adventure. I was very fortunate to live in a really family-oriented neighborhood with people from all over the world. There was a family from the Dominican Republic. There was a family from Mexico, from Cuba, from Germany, and from Africa, which really introduced me to people from all over. So I got to experience quinceañeras. I got to experience all these types of people. The cultural pot in that neighborhood was so incredible. Our holidays were always a bit different than other people's because sometimes we'd like to share it with our neighbors, and they would each bring a little of their own tradition to the parties, which was so much fun. My favorite thing in Florida would probably be doing karate. I actually broke my first board there, and when I brought that board to Battle Creek with me and I brought it to show and tell, none of my classmates believed that I actually broke that board because it had such a clean cut to it. They just assumed that I took a chainsaw or something and I split it in half.
Well, that's interesting. What was your favorite thing about Florida?
My favorite thing is definitely this boy named Derek. Some of my classmates already talk about him, but one day in school, this was when I was in kindergarten, a boy named Derek drew a picture of me and him getting married in church, and he put it inside my mailbox and asked me if I wanted to be his wife. I told him that we were too young, but that we could be fiancés if we wanted, and so he was actually my first kiss. We kissed in the girls' bathroom, and it was the biggest gossip in the entire Mrs. Yackley's kindergarten class.
Oh my. Mm-hmm. So do you still plan on marrying Derek?
Oh yeah, if I ever see that man again, it's immediate marriage. He was so cute. And actually, my teacher fully supported it. Her name was Mrs. Yagley, and she was by far one of the best kindergarten teachers ever. One time our class was getting really rowdy, and she told us we had to be quiet because President Obama was inside the closet and wanted to talk to us, but we could only speak to him if he was quiet. And so a couple hours passed, and everyone seemed to have forgot that our teacher said that the president was inside her closet. And after everyone left that day to go back home from school, I stayed behind and I hid for like 5 minutes until everyone left, and I went inside the closet. And I started crying because Barack Obama, believe it or not, was not in the closet.
Oh my, where could he have gone?
I don't know. I was very disappointed, and that's probably obvious. Obviously, that's the reason why I left, just because my teacher is just such a liar.
So, you moved here because of your family. So, are you really close with your family?
Yeah, I am. I'm really lucky to be so, too, because I have a really, really, really big family, actually. It's probably one of the most unique things about our family. We're Catholic, which is a really big part of, you know, my aunts' lives and my grandparents, and the reason why we have so many traditions that we do.
So, tell me about your mom's side of the family.
Well, my mom's side of the family She has 11 siblings.
11?
Yeah, 11 siblings. And if you asked me to name them, I couldn't. I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't tell their... I always forget a couple of them. And each of them had about 5 or 6 kids who each had about 5 or 6 kids. And some of those kids had even more kids. And so my grandmother is actually a great-great-grandmother. And that's another really cool thing is that, you know, there's so much, many generations that every holiday is super fun.
So what is your favorite holiday memory?
My favorite holiday memory is definitely during Easter because it was so warm that we would all bring our Nerf guns to Kelly's Country Club, which is a golf course in between Battle Creek and Norfolk. And since we owned that golf course, that's where we would have our family gatherings because we're such a big family. And so we would all take our Nerf guns and the entire golf course would all be like an arena and we would battle to the death with Nerf guns and see who would win. It was sometimes we did teams, boys versus girls, but it was normally a 1-1 type of deal.
Nice. So if you grew up on the golf course, is that why you like golf? Why you started?
Yeah, it is actually. My parents were very, they definitely pushed golf onto me a lot. And yeah, I do like golf a lot. I think it's really nice and easy, and you get to meet so many people with golf. Well, not easy at all, actually. I take that back. But there's so many good things about golf that really make it enjoyable. So that's why I stayed all 4 years.
What is your favorite memory from golf?
Oh my gosh, the time when Megan, I'm sorry Megan, but the time when you killed a bird in midair with a golf ball was the most shocking and memorable thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And also, you didn't jump in the lake at the end of the season like you promised you would, so you don't get $25 anymore.
Whoa, that seems like a good time to wrap up. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you, welcome.